Ghana, Cameroon, Liberia, and Nigeria have been selected by the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine to benefit from the second implementation of the Control and Elimination of Neglected Tropical Diseases, NTDs. To this end, researchers from these countries are meeting in Accra to deliberate and identify issues that are relevant to the elimination of these diseases, which include elephantiasis, trachoma, among others. The NTD program manager of the Ghana Health Service, Nanakwa Jobrechum, said funding has been made available by DFID to achieve this project. A report by Yvonne Atilegu.
The program, dubbed Countdown, Calling Time on Neglected Tropical Diseases, is to investigate cost effectiveness and the necessary solutions to control and eliminate the seven most common neglected tropical diseases. These include onchocerciasis or river blindness, bilharzia, schistosomiasis, elephantiasis, and trachoma. Nanakwa Jobrechum said the first implementation focused on mass drug administration to victims of such diseases. The second strategy will be looking at how effective or ineffective the mass drug administration has been and find other ways to control the disease to the barest minimum.
In order for us to be able to implement our interventions and achieve our goals of elimination or control, we use mass drug administration. There are other interventions that we also do in addition to mass drug administration, like surveys, research, to bring up the issues or help us meet the challenges that are likely to come up with the implementation of our interventions. So basically, this is a piece of research that will help us to address the challenges of achieving our goals and of control or elimination. No, this is part of the process. Countdown is part of the process. We are now developing, identifying the research issues. We're writing proposals to address those issues under various themes. One of the themes are social science. Why are people not taking the drugs? If people are taking the drugs, are they tired of taking the drugs because it's been done annually over several years? Then those are all social science issues. And then the biomedical, there are other communities that have taken the drugs over so many years but still have prevalence of the disease.
Meanwhile, the executive director of the Salt and Light Ministries, Reverend Dr. Joyce Aye, who is an ambassador of NTD, said it is important to draw government's attention to the seriousness of these diseases for total support to eliminating it.
But being an ambassador really means being a visible advocate of NTD. In our part of the world, and I mean sub-Saharan Africa, we have to contend with diseases that are debilitating, and yet because they don't kill immediately, most of our governance system seem to think we can shove it into the background. And even in terms of getting money for research, you have to struggle with visible things like HIV/AIDS before we get sufficient resources to do the work that is so critical. What we need to be doing as far as research is concerned is to perhaps have a real measure of the social costs of these NTDs.
The elimination and control of NTDs is a public health program in line with WHO 2020 NTD roadmap.